an unfinished wedding video. Press play. Establishing shot. It's a day with the sun peeking frequently through non-threatening clouds, the light giving the stone facade of the church a rich luster it doesn't usually get. At the street corner is the parking lot, where wedding guests exit their automobiles to queue on the church steps and file in through the doors. Ornate stained glass windows show Catholic scenes on a congregationalist edifice. Robins can be heard as they leap from the trees to the ground and back again. It's late spring on a Saturday afternoon. Cut. The bride's father stands against an interior wall. His hair matches his tuxedo's shade of gray. He avoids the camera's stare, frequently checking his watch. After a few seconds, tension begins to mount across his face. He says past the camera, "This is costing me a fortune." He looks finally at the camera and says flatly, "And so are you." Sits before a vanity mirror, her mother and sister squabbling with each other as they fuss over her hair and veil. The bride looks at her reflection and smiles. Organ music can be heard from the bowels of the church. Her father stands in the corner beside the door, stone-faced and hands folded at his front, rocking back and forth against the wall on his heels. Though her parents and sister are nervous and restless, the bride herself is the picture of calm. The camera naturally loves her, always makes her its central focus and theme. Not a single blemish disturbs her milk-white skin as it curves down her neck, her exposed shoulders, and disappears into her even whiter dress. Baby's breath decorates her intricately styled black hair. She sparkles around the edges against the backlighting of an open window. She's muttering something to her reflection as she smiles. Maybe she's talking to her mother and sister, maybe just herself. Either way, the ambient noise of the audio track blights out her words. It's just sound coming from her mouth that no one else acknowledges. With a slow sweep, the bride turns to the camera, and her face is completely alight, her vibrant blue eyes glittering like crystals of ice, her perfect smile bordered by rust-rouged lips. She summons the camera closer with a come-hither finger. Her whisper is for posterity and can now be heard. "I can't wait to see his face," she says. "I've got a secret." Cut. A cluster of bridesmaids stands in the hallway, framed by a detailed depiction of the crucifixion of St. Peter in leaded glass. They giggle and fall into one another. One of them is the bride's younger sister. The others are cousins. All are pale-skinned, black-haired variations on the bride herself, spanning in ages from late teens to mid-twenties. The bride's sister addresses the camera finally, hands folded before her and attempting not to crack a smile. "I just want to say, sis, that I'm very happy for you. I know it hasn't seemed like it, but you know, I just want to say it's great that you two have finally decided to get hitched up. I mean, now I can finally get your room." Another bridesmaid blurts too loudly, "I only came because I heard there'd be guys here." The cluster of girls falls into itself again in fits of laughter and is soon cheering in agreement. Cut. A rowdy group of four young men push their way out of the rear exit of the church. Their crisp gray tuxedos contradict the mirthful violence of their faces. Two of the men drag a third between them, the groom, as they hoot and holler. The groom just shakes his head and laughs, allowing himself to be carried off by this minor mayhem. The leader of these fugitives, the best man, plants his broad face in the center of the shot. "We gotta get this boy loosened up." The best man liberates a bottle of Johnny Walker Black from his tux and shakes it in his hand. Liquid courage. As the others pile into a black Mercedes, the best man stops short of the driver's side door and makes exaggerated beckonings to the man behind the camera. "Hey, come on with us. We're gonna celebrate some last-minute freedom." As the videographer approaches the car's rear door, one of the men inside can be heard saying, "I got the booze. Who's got the grass?" Cut. Outside the church, the sun continues to shine. Two large families converge at the doors and collide. Cut. The parents of the bride and groom stand in the back hallway of the church. The mothers make no eye contact, nor do they speak to one another. The bride's father says to the grooms, "Where are they? We're starting in just a few minutes." The groom's father is thick and exudes good cheer. "The boys just stepped out for some air. Gotta shake out those jitters." The bride's father looks away over the camera. "I guess." Cut. The bride stands at the mirror, humming a tune of her own invention, swishing her gown. Her mother frowns in the background and says, "Quit fidgeting." The sister's out of the shot, but can be heard saying, "Mom, just leave her alone. God." "Watch your language," the mother counters. The bride continues to dance in place and hum. Cut. Inside the car, the bottle of whiskey is passed around. "In an hour, this poor bastard will be a lost cause," the best man says from the front passenger seat. The driver chuckles and then gestures with his fingers to the best man. "Where's the pipe?" The best man shakes his head in mock surprise. "None for you, Kenzie. We're only going around the block a couple times. One hit on you and it'll take us all day to get back." "If he could even find his way back," says one of the young men in the back of the car. Everyone laughs and the camera pans to the groom, seated in the center of the back seat. The groom's blonde, clean-shaven, and looks younger than he is. His eyes are diverted to the floor and his grin is uncontrolled, bashful of the camera. He holds a lighter over the bowl as he tokes from the small wooden pipe. His friend by the window pulls on the passing bottle. The groom's face reddens as he stutters a cough. The driver says, "Easy, son, don't hurt yourself." Everyone laughs again. The groom looks into the camera and says, "Remember now, this tape's just for us." He waves some bills into the eye of the camera, causing it to blur out of focus. His smile goes cockeyed as he says, "She cannot see this." The best man bellows too loudly, and everyone in the car is bathed in a shower of beaded windshield glass. The brakes scream, and everyone in the bends shouts with one voice. This videographer, a consummate professional to the very end, pans wildly, and for a moment captures the whole panorama through the missing windshield. The baseball in the front seat, kids with a bat in the street, the sharp swerve to the left, the oncoming city bus. She stands before us, smiling and giddy, swaying her hips and throwing the train of her dress this way and that. She looks into the camera's eye and says again, this time in a sing-song, "I've got a secret." A knock on the door can be heard in the background. The knock has grown in urgency by the time the bride's father touches the doorknob. The bride leans forward, displaying the top of her cleavage, her face falling just inside the lens's field of focus. Placing a finger to her lips, she whispers, "Shh, don't tell." MuseonCast is written and produced by N. Pendleton for MuseonArt.com.